tropical cyclone advisory, auto strengthening over the southwestern Caribbean Sea, tropical storm watch issued for San Andres. At 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or, the center of tropical storm Otto is located near latitude 10.9 north, longitude 79.1 west. Otto has been drifting southward near 2 miles per hour during the past few hours. Little motion is expected overnight, but a slow westward motion is forecast to begin on Tuesday. Maximum sustained winds have increased to near 60 miles per hour with higher gusts. Strengthening is expected during the next 48 hours, and Otto is forecast to become a hurricane on Tuesday or Tuesday night. Otto is a small tropical cyclone. Tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 35 miles from the center. The estimated minimum central pressure is 998 millibars, 29.47 inches. Tropical weather outlook. Issued at 6:07 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For the North Atlantic, Caribbean Sea, and the Gulf of Mexico, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Otto, located a few hundred miles east of the coast of Nicaragua. Tropical cyclone formation is not expected during the next 5 days. The forecast for the Orlando NOAA Weather Radio listening area. Tonight, clear. Lows in the mid-40s. North winds around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday, sunny in the morning, then becoming partly sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. North winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming northeast 5 to 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Milder. Lows in the upper 50s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-70s. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy. Lows around 60. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming southwest after midnight. Thanksgiving Day, partly sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. Thursday night, partly cloudy. Lows around 60. Friday, partly sunny. Highs around 80. Your weather roundup at 11 p.m. Orlando International Airport, under clear skies, temperature 48 degrees, dew point 36, humidity 63%, the wind, calm. Pressure 30.15 inches and falling. Orlando Executive Airport, under clear skies, temperature 55 degrees, dew point 36, humidity 48%, the wind north at 3 miles per hour. Pressure 30.14 inches and falling. Elsewhere, Kissimmee, clear, temperature 49 degrees, wind, calm. Windsor Haven, clear, temperature 50 degrees, wind, calm. Lakeland, clear, temperature 46, wind, calm. Sanford, with clear skies, 47 degrees, wind north at 3 miles per hour. Leesburg, clear, 49, north wind at 3 miles per hour. Deland, clear, 45, calm. Daytona Beach, partly cloudy, 46, southwest wind at 3 miles per hour. Melbourne, clear, temperature 47 degrees, wind northwest at 6 miles per hour. Ocala, cloudy, 39, calm. Tampa, clear, temperature 54, wind northeast at 5 miles per hour. In Jacksonville, clear, 40, wind, calm. Miami, clear, 64, wind, calm. Once again in Orlando, the temperature was 48 degrees, under clear skies. The latest marine reports. Marine forecast for the following coastal waters from the Volusia Brevard County line to Sebastian Inlet out to 20 nautical miles. Tonight, north winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet with a dominant period 7 seconds. Mostly smooth on the intracoastal waters. Tuesday, north winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming northeast in the afternoon. Seas 2 to 3 feet with a dominant period 9 seconds. A light chop on the intracoastal waters. Tuesday night, east winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet with a dominant period 9 seconds. A light chop on the intracoastal waters. Wednesday, southeast winds 10 to 15 knots. feet. A moderate chop on the intracoastal waters. Wednesday night, southeast winds 10 to 15 knots diminishing to 5 to 10 knots after midnight. Seas 2 to 3 feet. A light chop on the intracoastal waters. Slight chance of showers. Thursday, northeast winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet. A light chop on the intracoastal waters. Slight chance of showers. Thursday night, east winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Slight chance of showers. Friday, east winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Slight chance of showers. Friday night, east winds 5 knots, becoming west 5 to 10 knots after midnight. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Slight chance of showers. Saturday, north winds 10 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Serving Orlando and vicinity, this is NOAA Weather Radio Station KIH 63, the voice of the National Weather Service. This broadcast comes to you from the National Weather Service office in Melbourne, Florida, on a frequency of 162.475 MHz. A required weekly test of the NOAA Weather Radio Public Warning System is conducted each Wednesday between 11 a.m. and noon and again between 6 and 8 p.m. If severe weather is expected, this test will be postponed until the following day. Marine forecast for the following waters from the Volusia Brevard County Line to Sebastian Inlet extending from 20 to 60 nautical miles. Tonight, northeast winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet with a dominant period 7 seconds. Tuesday, northeast winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet with a dominant period 10 seconds. Tuesday night, east winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet with a dominant period 10 seconds. Wednesday, east winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 4 feet. Wednesday night, southeast winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Slight chance of showers. Thursday, southeast winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 3 feet. Slight chance of showers. Thursday night, east winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 3 feet. Slight chance of showers. Friday, east winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 3 feet. Slight chance of showers. Friday night, east winds 5 knots, becoming southwest 5 to 10 knots after midnight. Seas 3 feet. Chance of showers. Saturday, northwest winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming north 10 to 15 knots in the afternoon. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Slight chance of showers. Gulf Stream hazards, none. The approximate location of the west wall of the Gulf Stream based on the real-time ocean forecast system as of Monday, November 22nd. 45 nautical miles east of Ponce Inlet. 32 nautical miles east of Port Canaveral. 26 nautical miles east of Sebastian Inlet. 17 nautical miles east of Fort Pierce Inlet. 12 nautical miles east of St. Lucie Inlet.